And all the British troops had to do, you see, was if any of the Germans had to go anywhere for any particular treatment or the hospital treatment or anything like that, they simply had to provide an escort. And that was all they had to do. So they were, you know, virtually nothing, and they simply didn't know what to do with themselves at all. And then I got in touch with the Army Education Branch, and I organised magazines for them. And also at that time, we could make mats. The Army would supply the Hessian and all the short pieces of wool and the hooks for doing it. And I got them all together at nights after dark. About 10 or some more of us are all making rugs and mats and things like that. And then I organised football matches for them between us and people in Brockenhurst and in Lymington, and cricket matches. And I brought them down to Christchurch to do some field firing, which they hadn't done since they joined up. And in the end, obviously, there wasn't anything they wouldn't do for me. The situation changed. But it was because they had no one to lead them, no one to tell them what to do. We had quite a happy camp there, and I was sorry that it ended. But it ended in 1947 when they decided finally to close the camp.